Nebuchadnezzar, the all-powerful king of Babylon, had a long and glorious reign. His son and successor, evil Merodach, took Jehoiakim, king of Judah, out of prison and treated him with kindness. Jehoiakim had been deported to Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar, but in 562 BC, after 37 years of exile, he was released and given a seat of honor at the king's table, with a regular allowance for the rest of his life. The world domination of the Babylonians, however, was soon to be overthrown by the Medes and Persians. At the time of the fall of Babylon, in 539 BC, the Chaldean Empire was ruled by Belshazzar, co-regent with his father, the last king of Babylon. The Medo-Persian army had surrounded the capital, but the Chaldeans, protected by the colossal fortifications of Babylon, believed their city to be impregnable. Belshazzar decided to give a great banquet for 1,000 of his nobles. During the feast, he had the gold and silver goblets that Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple in Jerusalem brought to the banqueting hall, so that he and his nobles, with his wives and concubines, might drink from them. The holy vessels were brought in and filled with wine, and everyone drank from them, praising their gods of gold and silver and their idols of bronze, wood, and stone. Suddenly the fingers of a human hand appeared and wrote on the plaster of the palace wall near the lampstand. The king watched the hand as it wrote, and his face turned pale. He was so afraid that his knees knocked together and his legs gave way. Faint and trembling, he called out for the astrologers and diviners to be brought in. When the wise men of Babylon came, he said to them, "Whoever reads this writing and tells me what it means will be clothed in purple with a gold chain round his neck, and he will be made the third highest ruler in the kingdom." The wise men examined the writing on the wall, but none of them could read it or tell the king what it meant. Belshazzar became even more terrified, and all his nobles were greatly troubled. When the queen heard about these things, she came into the banqueting hall. "O king, live forever," she said. "Do not be alarmed. There is a man in your kingdom who has the spirit of the holy gods in him. In the time of Nebuchadnezzar, he was found to have intelligence and wisdom like that of the gods. So he was appointed chief of all the wise men. This man Daniel, also called Belteshazzar, has the ability to interpret dreams and solve difficult problems. Let the king call for him, and he will tell you what the writing means." Daniel was sent for, and the king said to him, "Are you Daniel, one of the exiles from Judah? I have heard that you have outstanding wisdom and great intelligence. The wise men of Babylon were brought in to read this writing, but they cannot do so. If you can tell me what it means, you will be clothed in purple, with a gold chain round your neck, and you will be the third highest ruler in the kingdom." Then Daniel answered, "You may keep your gifts for yourself and give your rewards to someone else. Nevertheless, I will read the writing for the king and tell him what it means. O king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar great power and glory. All peoples feared and obeyed him. But when he became proud, he was deposed from his royal throne and stripped of his splendor. He was given the mind of an animal, and he ate grass like oxen. He lived in the fields, and his body was drenched with dew, until he acknowledged that the Most High God is sovereign, and that he gives power to whoever he wishes. You knew all this, O king, and yet you set yourself up against the Lord of heaven. You had the goblets from his temple brought to you, and you and your nobles drank from them. You praised your idols, which cannot see or hear or understand, and you did not honor God, who gives you life and all that you have. Therefore, he sent the hand to write these words, 'Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin,' that is, numbered, numbered, weighed, and divided. God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end. You have been weighed and found wanting. Your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. At the king's command, Daniel was held in great honor and proclaimed the third ruler in the kingdom. But that very night Babylon fell, Belshazzar was slain, and Darius the Mede took over the kingdom. Next episode, Daniel in the Den of Lions.